This is Myra Leeson, and my guest this morning is Tara Doyle, who is the Senior Librarian of Dublin City Library. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning, Myra.
I hope I gave the right title there. I want to ask you this morning a little bit about this amazing, the Dublin Festival of History, which is nearly going to be on for 3 weeks, Tara. Would you let? I'd like you to ask you about the all the events that are happening.
Yeah, well, thanks very much for having me on, Myra. We have almost 160 free history events happening right across the city from the 1st to the 20th of October. We've 3 weeks of talks because we just have so much to fit in. So there's lots going on. So if anyone has an interest in history, it's something they won't want to miss.
And Tara, you actually organised, did you have a team with you when you organised this event?
Yeah, well, we've a small team, very committed and focused, if you like, on history. So, yeah, I have a couple of people who helped me out, and we pull it all together really over the spring time. I suppose we put a lot of the heavy lifting into it. Over the summer, then, we send it all off to the designers and the printers to get the brochure printed, so it's ready about a month or so ahead of when we actually put the talks on.
And I'm looking actually at the brochure here at the moment, which you can get in all the public libraries. And I'm looking through the different talks, and it's the diversity is extraordinary. From the Huguenots to independence, a celebration of weaving in the liberties, to the housing crisis in the modern times. How did you pick all of these events?
Yeah, well, I suppose we always try and get a really broad sweep of history. We don't just take one aspect of history. So what we like to include is all geographies, all eras, all types. So there'll be a bit of social history, a bit of labour history, a bit of military history. So, you know, I just do a lot of sort of research really on it, Myra. Look for interesting topics, look for people who are doing research in our universities. Maybe look at what's been published in the world of history books. Sometimes people contact me and they'll offer talks. And then I suppose I've studied history myself, so and I read a lot of history, or I'd watch a lot of history documentaries. So I'm always thinking about interesting talks and interesting topics. So the one on there's a small seminar on fabric and fashion. And I was very conscious that for a long time there was a strong fashion manufacturing industry in Dublin. A lot of people worked in sewing factories. And I was also very conscious of how important fabric is to us, because we have to wear something every day. We sit on upholstery that's made of fabric. We walk on fabric a lot of the time with carpets. So I wanted to do something around that. So that was an idea I had, and then that came to fruition. So I'm always kind of thinking about it, Myra.
Well, I think that's extraordinary. Now, I'm going to come, which is my favourite word, and the listeners know this, but the admission is free. That's an extraordinary, yes. Thing to have. It's such a massive, nearly three weeks, and all the events are free.
Yeah, we really strive, as you know, the public library service, Dublin City Libraries, things are free, our events are free. We want to keep these talks free and our walks and all of our events are free, because we want to make history accessible. We don't want a barrier, so we don't want you to have to pay money to come along and listen to an interesting piece of history. So that's what we do. We've succeeded in doing that for the last few years. You know, we've been going since 2013. So thanks to Dublin City Council. I mean, it's a Dublin City Council festival. And we're able to provide the talks for free.
Well, I have to say, it's absolutely remarkable. I know you organised it, Tara, but as you just said, Dublin City Council, I mean, fair dues to them. And I don't know of any other city, maybe I'm completely wrong, that has such an event that is open to all of our citizens. Maybe I'm wrong now.
I'm not aware of another history festival, if you like, that has everything free. There are some history festivals in other parts of Ireland and in England, but they tend to have a cover charge for talks. So we're very lucky, you know, and, you know, we've huge collections relating to history in our libraries across the city. There's lots of history books, both non-fiction and also novels, historical novels, and we know they're very popular. So we're kind of expanding that. We're, you know, bringing a new offering. So if you like reading history, you like watching history on the TV, or you like watching documentaries and box sets, you can come along. And we want to have talks right across the city libraries, so that you don't have to, if you don't want to come into the city centre to go to talk, you don't have to. If you have a mobility issue or it's not easy for you to get into town, you can go to your local library and hear something there for free.
And the displays and the talks, they obviously move around to the different libraries, constantly moving around.
Well, we tend to have, you know, a different library will have a different talk, if you like. So each one pretty much is unique. The odd talk is repeated in a couple of different branches, because, you know, we felt it would be, there'd be a lot of interest in it. And, like, we do get very good audience numbers. Like, we find it's very popular. People do engage and do go along to the talks, you know, in big numbers.
Now this is not political in any way, but I just love the building in the Bank of Ireland at College Green, and personally I'd love to turn that into a massive big library, and no reflection to the bank or anything else, but it's such an amazing place, and I keep, every time I pass by, I would love that to be open 24/7 nearly. It's just a remarkable place. Where is this event going to be held, Tara?
Yes, there's two events in that building this time, which is a new partner with it. So the National Library have a Seamus Heaney exhibition in there. You might, or your listeners might know it. It's in place about a year or so. So they have a meeting room. They have a space in there where they can hold talks. So one of the people who works at that exhibition is going to look at Heaney's poetry and influences on him from Eastern European countries and Eastern European history. And then we have a professor coming over from the US, Christine Keneally. She's a very well-known writer on the Irish famine. She's a historian, and she is going to talk about the famine and philanthropy and charity during the famine. So I think it's going to be really interesting. She's a big name. We're actually delighted that she's on the programme this year. Well, that is in the College Green building, where people will know where the Seamus Heaney, there's banners, yes, outside is advertising the Seamus Heaney exhibition. So it's in that room in there, in that space.
Well, I actually have been in there a number of times, and that exhibition, in one way, I know this may sound corny, but his work was so romantic, and it's beautifully displayed. It really is. So I'm going to pop along there. But you have On the Trail of Forgotten Women in Irish History, and Missing Workplaces, the Dublin Metropolitan Cattle Market. I mean, it's just amazing, Tara.
I suppose we like to try. I really, really like to get a really eclectic mix. It's like a pick and mix of history, because some people mightn't be necessarily interested in that sort of social or labour history. They might be more interested in military history. So there's something for everybody. And I must also mention, Maura, we have historians in residence working in Dublin City Council. So they have been a big contributor to the festival.
Oh.
So they've come up with lots of talks. So, for example, Mary Muldani is one of our historians in residence, and she's going to talk on the cattle market, now gone, but people would remember the cattle market from Smithfield, Stony Batter. Of course it was,
a
big market. Oh. And it was a big, every week the cattle were brought in and were sold, and then they were brought down to the quays to get shipped over to England mainly. So the historians in residence have a lot of lovely events on, including a talk about lemons, sweets, the Lemon Sweet Factory, which was in Drumcondra. One of our historians, Cormac, has been doing some research on that, and he's going to talk about that. So I think that's going to be a very popular one, because that didn't close until the early 1980s.
Well,
interesting few weeks in October. You might need to take a few days off work to go along to all the talks.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Tara, secretly, and no, I'm not going to tell anybody else, but I'm actually retired. So I'm going to go nearly every day. But the one other thing I want to ask you is the wilds and dress reform. Is that to do with Oscar Wilde and his family?
Yeah, it's to do really with his wife, Constance. So she was involved in the dress reform movement, which was sort of the late 1800s into the early 1900s, where it was a movement to move away from very restrictive, impractical modes of dressing. You can picture those very heavy, constricted Victorian styles of dress. So there was a move away from that to make clothing more practical and more usable and more, you know, fit for purpose, as we'd say nowadays. So she was involved in that. So it's kind of using her as a focus to talk about the dress reform movement. And again, Christine Keneally has done research on this. She's going to talk about it. And Ruth Griffin, she's a fashion historian, and she will be on that tour as well, bringing it a little bit more up to date. People might know Ruth. She was on the National Treasures Project on RTE.
Right. Well, I'm actually a little stunned on that one, because I always believed that Coco Chanel was the first person to kind of revolutionise that. I didn't realise it was Oscar Wilde's wife.
But she was one of the people. I mean, she was involved in it. There was others. But, you know, it was to move away from that very restrictive clothing, mainly for women and children. But... yeah, so one thing I must say is that while everything is free, some events do require booking.
Oh,
okay. So you
can
find that out in our brochure. So the printed brochure, which you can get in any city library, and lots of cafes and museums across the city have the brochure as well. It will tell you if you need to book.
Okay. I do know that Near FM, the radio station, is actually... Yes, it is. And one of the things that it's going to cover is women in Dublin in the area of the Tan War.
And the War of Independence, yeah.
Yes, and that's going to be, I think, down in Yasir Brahimi Library on the Howth Road on the 16th of October at half six on the 16th of October. And what you've just said before, booking is required. Even though
lots of them booking is required, so just have a look at the printed program, or you can have a look at the website dublinfestivalofhistory.ie, and you can have a look at what's required. A few things need booking.
You also have the Dunsink Observatory, and I think that's quite extraordinary. There are so many things here, Tara. It's breathless, really. It really is an extraordinary. Can I just ask you a personal question? What's your own favourite subject in history, or are you interested in everything?
A lot. I suppose the First World War particularly interests me. I've read quite a bit about that, and I've done a little bit of research on it. So, and I like historical novels. I think they're a great gateway into history. You can read a novel and then it might pique your interest, and you might then go and read a non-fiction book. So yeah, probably the First World War and that early 20th century would be something I would read quite a bit around.
Well, I think that's amazing and wonderful. And Tara, as I said before, and to our listeners, I highly encourage everybody to go. And in the grounds of the Dublin Castle, the print works, isn't it? Most of the events, the talks.
Yes. So the weekend of the 18th, 19th, and 20th, so the very last weekend of the festival, we have what we call as our big weekend. So we have back-to-back history lectures. Printworks is in the lower yard of Dublin Castle. You can come in off Dame Street. You don't have to book for any of these talks. You can just come along. We have an amazing, fantastic, big auditorium that Dublin Castle partner with us. And it's an amazing space. We are able to bring a pop-up history library there. We have a pop-up bookshop. We have exhibitions. And there's always a great buzz. So we have Yang Chang is coming. She's a new book out on mid-20th century Chinese history. We have Tom Holland. Some of your listeners might know Tom Holland. He's a new book out, but he's a very well-respected, well-known historian. He's written several books on ancient history and Roman history. We've, again, like you say, it's a broad sweep of history. Something on India, history of India, the Amritsar Massacre, which happened 100 years ago. Anita Anand is coming to talk about that. We've a talk on American history and the Second World War. We've a panel discussion on the War of Independence, because it's the 100th anniversary of the start of that war this year. And then a lot of the authors who come to that weekend, they're happy to sign books afterwards. So people will be able to get buy books and sign them, get them signed by the authors.
And I'm just opened a page here on 43, and it has seminar, the work, the Viking Age, the dynasties, the digs, and discoveries. Because, as I've been told many, many times, that Dublin actually was a Viking city first, which I find remarkable. I often wonder what's in my blood. It must be a right mixture. And everybody's
DNA.
And that. But Tara, I thank you very much for coming on to Near FM today, and I'm really so grateful to you and your team. And I just want to ask one question: when all of this festival is over, do you actually start almost immediately for the following year?
When it's over, I take a week off. And then, yes, really January, we have a partner meeting. So we meet other cultural organisations and community history clubs and things who might like to get involved. And yeah, the process starts really in springtime, thinking about lectures and doing that research. And also checking anniversaries. We also look and see what anniversaries, particularly around the 100th anniversaries within the decade of commemorations. We always look and see what big historical anniversaries are happening, because they're also a good, give me good ideas of talks what we might do, you know.
Well, I'm Tara. I'm going to say thank you very much, Tara Doyle, Senior Librarian of Dublin City Council, and also Dublin City Council itself. And I know the Lord Mayor is also heavily involved in supporting this.
So he is, yes.
Thank you so much for coming on, and it's been absolutely fascinating. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Not at all, Tara.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.